This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Education doesn't end when the final school bell rings. Whether you're 7 or 70, there's always something new to learn. This belief is deeply rooted in the philosophy of RetLife, an initiative in the River East Transcona School Division providing community-based learning. On a Tuesday evening at Chief Peguis Middle School, laughter fills the auditorium as instructor Rachel Smith leads a warm-up game. Smith said these activities, though simple, help boost confidence and relationships.
The thing about acting classes is the benefits go beyond just acting training. Some of the skills that we work on is learning how to be confident in performing in front of a crowd, which can translate to even later in life, you know, doing public speaking. And so it helps to build confidence. We also do exercises that focus on teamwork. We use our imaginations and, you know, they develop different characters. And so they're able to explore different aspects of their artistic development.
The after-school drama programs include two groups, Playful Performance, ages 7 to 9, and Drama Explorers, ages 10 to 12. For these young actors, that spirit of exploration is precisely what makes class so special. Brennan, one of the drama explorers, said he's very excited to participate.
Probably just to play the games, and I just like being very dramatic.
Brennan was incredibly energetic during the entire class. When asked what he was most excited about, he replied,
"I just like being very dramatic."
For Lakin, it's about both learning and friendship.
Playing more games and learn more about each other.
Creativity runs wild in these sessions. Olive, along with her team, created a scene about a field trip to outer space.
We were going on a field trip and it was to outer space and we had no helmets, so we suffocated and then an alien came and started to drag us.
Another student, Leo, said he enjoys doing different voices and characters.
Basically just like acting and like doing different like voices and characters and stuff.
I like to be British. Please, Lord, can I have some more?
Many of these students are building friendships and enjoying the opportunity to explore their creativity. However, some, like Zosia, are already thinking ahead.
I really like watching shows of reality and shows like with my mom, because I might want to be an actor when I grow up.
Luckily for her, there's still plenty of time being a kid, pulling out a spot-on impression of the alien life form known as Stitch.
I'd really want to be a voice actor for Stitch because I can really do a good impression.
Others like Willow and Anna love the creativity that comes from working together.
Oh yeah, so we're going on a class field trip to the museum. Then when they got there, they were showing the mummy, which was me. And then the mummy came and attacked them and then like ate someone.
Anna had this to add.
I learned that you can always, like, from the back of the stage, it would be hard to see what you're doing. So you need to go bigger, and we learned how to do that, and that was really fun.
Behind programs like Playful Performance and Drama Explorers is the philosophy that learning is lifelong and community is key. RetLife Program Coordinator Naomi Cruz said that offering programs like these has a positive impact on the community.
We want to see growth of everybody at all levels, whether they're a community member or an instructor or an administrator. And if we can provide that opportunity to people, then I think it just helps to connect the community in a better way.
She added that it's also a chance for people to try something they may never have had before.
So even though a child might have a phys ed class, for example, where they learn some stuff about volleyball and it's part of the curriculum, and you know they go through their school day doing that. There's a lot of kids who that is all they want to do is they want to do volleyball or they want to do an engineering for kids class because they're very science and tech oriented. So it's an opportunity for them to continue that learning and also to try it in a different way.
For these young budding actors, that connection is already taking shape. Between the giggles, games, and grand gestures, they've discovered how to express themselves, support one another, and see the world through someone else's eyes. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.